Welcome back. Coming into the home stretch, I'm pleased to share a particular exercise with you. And just FYI, we do a version of this in the Peace in Schools curriculum. So yet again, if you feel any arise, just know if teens can do it, we can do it. So I'm going to invite you to come into a guided imagery position, meaning any position that allows you to feel comfortable letting the mind do whatever it does with some light direction. This is an adapted version of something that can be much more drawn out, but given where we are in our day, I just wanted to give a little taste of an exercise that hopefully leaves you with a specific tool. So take a moment to see yourself in a time in your life that you recognize that you didn't feel a sense of belonging. So on the level of like feeling really disconnected from yourself or others, don't go to like level 10 for this. We're just going for one of those moments where there's just some sense of being other than or not belonging, maybe even just not belonging in yourself to yourself. So if you're just coming in the room or just joining us online, we're not going to the most traumatic experience we've ever had around not belonging. We're looking for the more everyday sense of feeling other than. Just close your eyes or gaze down at a 45 degree angle and really see yourself in this moment. And now really feel yourself in this moment, some moment of other than. How are you holding your body? What feels so energetically and now bring some special attention to what you're saying to yourself in a moment. In which it feels like there's a lack of belonging. Again, to yourself or to a community, to a friend, to a significant other. What's the internal dialogue? We can't let go of what we can't see, so we're just bringing conscious, loving attention to what we say to ourselves in a moment like this. And then specifically look to see if you were to put it in you language, as if the inner critic were separate from you, like some really bad friend that's not a friend at all, that's following you around, giving input. What would follow after a sentence in this moment of not belonging? What would follow after a sentence that starts with you? And with eyes closed, raise your hand if you can't get in touch with any inner dialogue in a moment of not belonging. No worries. No, you're not alone. Look to see if there's anything you're saying to yourself now about not being able to find language that arises when there's a sense of not belonging. Are there any thoughts that come up? Could be as simple as, why can't I picture this? Or it might come in the form of something like, I don't want to be here, or I don't want to do this. Just see what's here now. No wrong answer. And let all of that go now. Just the whole image, let it float. This is significant. This isn't just so we can come back into the room and do what's next. This is to strengthen that muscle that comes back to this word agency that was said. We can choose to stay with believing this inner dialogue, and we can also choose to notice it and let it go. So come back now to sinking the mind into the heart. If it would feel nourishing, placing your hands on the chest, or one hand on the chest, the other on the ribs. Feel yourself here. Now, having the courage to show up and be with whatever is. Return to presence. And then taking the longest and deepest inhalation and exhalation you've taken since the last time I invited that prompt. Letting it all go. And opening your eyes. So if you're at home, spend just 1 minute writing down some phrases that you got present to. Actually, everyone will do this, and then there's something different that folks in this room are going to do. But I have a version for you online, don't worry. So take a minute to just write down some of the thought forms in your journal or on your paper that you've been writing on. You're just writing down some of the things you notice happen in your mind, in a moment in which you feel like you're not belonging, or if in this exercise, it's like maybe your mind went blank. That happens. Maybe there's just nothing. Is there anything that the conditioned mind says in relationship to blankness or to not having anything arise? So we're taking just a moment to record our self-talk. Yeah, we're taking a moment to record our self-talk. And I specifically am going to ask you to get in touch with what comes after the phrase that might start with you. In a moment that you feel like you're not belonging, what's after you? Remember, we can't let go of what we can't see. You are not your self-talk. You are not your conditioning. You are aware of your conditioning.